Welcome guys to yet another episode of Monday Night Live.
Kabisa.
Na kama kawa, we normally say that this is the best way to drive out
your Monday blues.
Talking about blues.
Yes, sir.
I hear the weekend was all red.
Yeah, my friend. London was red. And it has always been red.
Uh-huh.
Watu wanaumia pale chini ni watu wa Manchester United.
Uh-huh.
Mimi kama mtu wa Arsenal, I can tell you for a fact ya kwamba hii league imeenda.
Imeenda?
Yeah, imeenda.
So, apart from
hii, ginwesekao, this one is gone.
Apart from nini wase wa football, eh?
Yes.
Sisi pia watu wa WRC.
Uh-huh.
We officially started the season.
Lini?
Na Jana. First leg, uh-huh. From Thursday.
Yes.
Ulikuwa na Rally Monte Carlo kule, uh-huh, Monaco.
Uh-huh.
The first of 12 legs, yes, of the WRC.
Yes.
Na pale mambo yalikuwa murua.
Mm-hmm.
Kama kawaida, Toyota na Hyundai wanamenyana menyimenyi.
Mm-hmm.
So it is going to be an exciting year.
Yes.
June hawa se wanakuja Kenya on the 6th leg.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Iyo lazima tutatend.
Iyo tutatend. We must attend.
We must capture some raw videos for the conversations raw.
Exactly.
It has to happen.
It has to happen.
How has been you?
Nimekuwa poa.
Yes.
Axio zimeibiwa weekend.
Hey.
Toyota Axio zimeibiwa, by the way.
Si hao wanasemanga gari ni Toyota.
Ni kweli gari ni Toyota, lakini itaibiwa. You see,
Toyota nasikia there's this thing that is called insomnia.
Yeah.
So wanasema watu wenye wana own Toyota na unaishi Kasarani, wewe na insomnia.
Ama Ruiru.
Yes.
Even Ruiru also, guys are not sleeping.
You cannot sleep.
Haya, there is also the other thing. You know, I heard somebody saying,
yes,
that having a field or an Axio,
yes,
currently, mm-hmm, is like planting mango trees by the roadside.
Yes, it is the same thing as marrying a beautiful woman. Muko same subgroup. Ah, my friend, it is trouble. You good lakini?
Tiko viti?
Tusalimie watu wawili watatu
wiro here. Salimie watu wawili wameingia.
Kuna watu waliingia mapema sana. A guy like James Kariuki alifika hapa mapema sana na akaanza na maswali.
Uh-huh.
Franklin Otuori alikuwa ndani. Dixon Kipto.
Namuona pale.
Paddy Kaunda alikuwa ndani. Anthony M. ndani kama kawa. Mika Jesse. Erika Ngonde. Philip Okisegere.
Iyo ni wakisi.
Hey, iyo ni watu na?
Haya, na by the way, Mulot.
Yes.
Mulot came again.
Kwa serious.
Mulot watu wanakula mitura ya umbo.
Ah, Mulot ni kubaya. Mulot ni kubaya.
Salimia watu wa Mulot.
Robert Gashie Kiarie, Stephen Hakahiyo akondani, Alfan Okweno akondani. Let's get this show on the road. Jasmine K.E.
Uyu ni wa Kirenyaga, kwa kule kwa Madha Karua.
Ah,
ni wanasemanga murega bai.
Ah.
Ino show ni mwaki mwaki.
Ah. You know French.
Mbuku unajua accent ya Wakirinyaga?
Ian Dungu anasema he's present from Super Metro. Ni kama anasafiri pale akirudi mtaa.
Anasafiri.
Fantastic. Kemketich Rono kama kawa. Uyu Kemketich Rono akikosa. Mimi hata sisi atukai Monday Night Live. Unajua kuna shida. Bedan Mwangi.
Bedan Mwangi yako wapi? Wako ndani.
Ako ndani.
Uyu jamaa Eltret kuna barbar, kuna watu wengi. Collins Tongoch.
Tyson Ochola kama kawa.
Hao ni members.
Tutatafutia kitu kidogo ya kupunguza uzito.
Uzito bwana.
Victor Koech. Hey, Sam anaitwa kuna jamaa anaitwa Nyam Kongo.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Na it's just Boni
as ikosa.
It's just Boni akikosa.
Tunaachana na show. Geoffrey Byron ako ndani, John Dungu ako ndani.
John Dungu naona ako na uchokozi.
Amaanza. Amesema
John Dungu naona ako na uchokozi.
Amesema nini?
I did the look on Wakabi's face after featuring on the Daily Nation.
Ah, waambie by the way. Ai, bwana, nyi watu mnatupeleka mbali.
Mnatupeleka mbali. Thank you guys. Thank you guys.
Mnatupeleka mbali sana. That was awesome.
Ah, tuingie kwa mada.
Tuingie kwa mada,
Kwa muktadha.
Anonymous team anasema you guys need to do a collab with Khalif Cairo. Maanza kutupa mawe.
Maanza kutupa. Sasa
collab tunafanya aje?
Tunafanya aje?
Unajua collab ndo happen, lazima kukua na wasani wawili wenye wanahitajiana.
Exactly.
Kwa mfano Calligraph wakifanya collab na BN.
Watakuwa?
Unasikia Calligraph anaingia na mistari, niko na, ne, alafu BN anaingia, unakia. Sasa tukipiga collab na Cairo. Cairo atakuwa anafanya nini na sisi tutakuwa tunafanya nini?
So, you see, that's the question.
That's where the problem, because now Cairo yake ni ya kutravel.
Cairo ni tourist.
Cairo ni tourist, anaongea juu ya ya barabara pothole na mashimo na gari
na understand na
venye inaenda but we will see tutacheki
we will think about it
we will think about it mm. but I think pressure kutupatia sisi mupatie pia Cairo pressure
mupatie Cairo pressure
sisi tuko tu sawa sisi tunaweza work na mtu yote by the way but I think the idea here is it has to be a marriage of convenience
exactly
it has to be at a point of need
you know siku hizi you won't eat hype
yeah
you won't eat ni kama hizi relationship unasema oh love at first ama huwezi kula mapenzi bwana
pesa
what are you bringing to the table
apa kwa bring it to the table Steven Kavira sama Bien was just chilling then boom soprano tuigie kwa show
tuigie
ati Cairo ni tourist but it's true
yeah
tuongelee watu but it's true it's not like it's a bad thing it's a normal something and people do different things
yes.
so style yake
ni
he tours around with cars
yeah.
and guys love it by the way
people
that
but
yeah big up na congrats for that you understand but yes. this is style yetu
it's very different na by the way kwanza kimbieni pale conversations row
yes
kwa sababu this Wednesday
hey
at 8 p.m.
Mukiona nafanya hivi.
Hey. Things are hot.
It's hot. I think it's going to be one of the best reviews we've done on Conversation Raw.
This one
yes.
is going to be a car that will
resonate
with these guys and also turn around the mindset that yes. cars must be expensive.
Exactly. Exactly. It's about making a car work for you.
Work for you.
You understand? And the idea that you cannot make an old car work for you now Wednesday ndo tunaenda ku demystify
that myth by the way you guys need kimbia pale mbugu umewekea link
weka link
weka link mbugu so that waende wa subscribe subscribe pale kwa conversations row
Adrian ametupa mawe
Adrian anasema nini
amesema hiyo collab ni kama mtu wa Axe anaoa mtu wa premium mnapelekana wapi
hey
leo huko na
leo mko na mawe
huko mnatupa
even scorer pia ako na mtumaini lakini sitaongea
tuingie kwa show
last time
yes
we talked about unaweza osho wa gari
yes how to lose your money you're buying a car
now today you have bought the car and you have not lost your money
yes you have made a good decision umeruka shimo ya kwanza
exactly
now you have the car at home
unakumbuka ngoma ya Punit ilikuwa inaimbwa una hauna
yes
unaruka unakanyaga so sasa usharuka tunataka usikanyage
okay
so you have bought the car
yes
now we are talking about routine maintenance
yes basically living with the car yes and the first thing ukinunua gari ukabi, what is the first thing that you recommend guys to do the first time they buy a car?
Oil change.
Tuanzi hapo sasa. Hiyo ndo unasema routine
maintenance.
Na ukiongeja routine maintenance, there are two things that come into play. Number one, the parts. Mm-hmm. And number two, wear.
Yes.
Okay? Sasa tuongeju ya. Tuanzi hapo. Let's start from there.
Yeah.
So, you and me have had a very funny experience with buying parts. For our restoration project, the Volvo S40.
Yeah.
You remember how we were sold second-hand things at prices that we cannot mention here?
By cabals.
Guys, in fact,
Volvo cabals.
Yes, I had the same experience on Saturday where I called in to ask for a mount. So this mount is being sold on Amazon. A brand new, okay? Watch out when to see it in original. Let's try a second
OEM.
Original OEM Lamforda, you know, very nice guys, they do quality stuff. It goes for $36. Now ask me how much they were selling it locally.
Uh-huh.
11,500. Hiyo mount inashona kama ingumi. Even if you are to ship that thing at ulipe shipping per kg 5,000, haiwezi uzwa 11,000.
You know what is happening?
Yes.
These cabals.
Yes.
What they are doing is that they are ripping off people.
Yeah.
There is also a garage that I will not mention the name, yeah. but Volvo owners need to beware.
Yes.
Iko mahali tu mahali pale Kiamburu.
That's how can be. Okay. You have now not mentioned.
I have not mentioned.
Yes.
So Turns out most guys who own Volvos
yeah.
have tried that garage.
Yes.
But those people are clueless about Volvos.
You're right.
Ulisikia walienda kufanyia mtu service na 54,000.
Wow. By the way, I heard those stories.
You heard that story?
Service, oil, air filter, oil filter, na labor. 54,000. Wakenya mko na pesa.
Mko na pesa kama mnaweza enda kunyorosha
54,000. Hey, Wakenya wako na pesa.
Hata ya ndege bwana.
Hey. So let's talk about how not to lose your money, Okabi. Tell us sourcing for parts because this is an emotive issue, Okabi, across the industry. Kila mtu mwenye akawapa mwenye ana own gari, I think that is something that I've either gone through, wamegongwa ama sahihi bado wanagongwa.
Yes.
How do you not lose your money by sourcing your parts from the right source?
Number one.
Yes.
In fact, let's start with the easiest way of losing money.
Yes.
Kuna wasee wanakoniwa sana parts.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Facebook posts.
Yeah.
There are some guys on Facebook,
yes.
apparently. So sometimes you find you have a car that is not very common.
Yes.
But unapata zile post Facebook, you wakona Toyota, wakona almost every car.
Yes.
Sana sana ni jamaa unapatanga wanajiita na specific names.
Mm.
Sometimes some... So they tell you that their warehouse is in Changamwe.
Yes.
Airport Road.
Yes.
Mombasa.
Yes.
Or they tell you, when you call, you want to go there, they tell you, ah, it's in the warehouse in Malindi.
Yes.
Where ulisikia wapi warehouse ya spare Malindi?
Mimi kuna siku mtu aliniambia kuna parts na uzu wa Mombasa za Volvo. So tulitembea na wewe.
Yes.
Tuliona part moja kweli.
Hakuna.
Hakuna. Anytime unasikia Facebook page iko na location Changamwe.
Changamwe. Ama Malindi. Ama Lamu.
Na inauzwa spare pada jamaa anaitwa Mohamed Azuri. Bin Azuri.
Kwa hiyo Mohamed Azuri kuna bado anakuanga na jina lingine sijui Otieno someone.
Na wanajua kila part. Those guys, by the way, those guys have invested the craft. I give it up to them. They know every single part. Ukiwapigia jo Mercedes Benz unataka nini, they will tell you.
Yeah.
Wanakupigia paka picha hiyo part. I don't know where they get those pictures.
Mm. They but don't
I think,
them from
but I think Okabi, yes. But I think Okabi, what has necessitated this kind of hooliganism is the idea that PSS ni wajanja. You understand? Yeah. And the idea to my experience now, it comes to buying and selling cars. When guys call you for sourcing, they know the car they want, but they still want you to tell them what they want.
Exactly.
So now you don't know what to tell them, because if you know what you want, then why am I telling you what you want? You understand?
Mm.
So most of the time, we will go get a proper quote from, let's say, a legit guy. Seme mtu anakupigia Okabi anakuambia nataka mount ya, seme Volvo S40. Then you say, you know what, I have this mount, it sells at 3,000. Fantastic. And then you go to Facebook, you go to Twitter, you go to whatever, which I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's a proper way of doing things if you want to find
research.
Out if, you understand? But now once you put out your post, then you are exposing yourself to Mohammed bin Nani?
Bin Ali, ule.
Hey, manake sasa yataingia in bobo.
Eh.
Wanaitanga in bobo, kinabugua naitoga in bobo. Ama DM.
Anakuambia okay. Nitumie
logbook. Chassis number. No, anakuambia number. They are very smart.
Sometimes they even tell you, send us the logbook, we see the chassis number.
Yes.
Then they tell you, we can ship it to you, where lipa?
Deposit.
Ulipa deposit.
Ni wajanja sana. Iyo kitu inauzwa 5,000, deposit ni 2,000.
2,000.
Ikifika pale, wanakuongelesha vizuri, ikifika pale, ukishapokea mzigo, we unalipa iyo ingine. And they are smart, even they have tills today.
Ama hata wanakuambia,
yes.
Ati wacha niongee na manager. There is somebody who spent 54,000.
Yes.
Akawatumia. Alafu zema wanapeleka kwa ile page ingine pale Facebook. Ile page ya wale jama.
Yeah. Wale siku hizi waliachana na maneno ya barabara, siku hizi wanafanya rescue.
Wanafanya rescue.
Ya watu wameibiwa. Which is a good thing. So now, you've talked about our scammers. Kuna hao wengine. Unajua, hakuna, there's nothing fantastic as a thief meeting a thief and thieving each other. You want to buy a part. Okay? You've been told this part inapatikana tu Ditidobi peke yake. Hao ndo wako nao in stock. Kuna nyangau, iko hapa katakati na kuambia, mimi naongea na watu wa Ditidobi na nyuma.
Na nyuma, mlango ya nyuma. Mita kutolea mlango ya nyuma.
Are you getting where I'm going? So kama Ditidobi unakuzia pesa ngapi? 55,000. Mimi nda kutolea na 40.
40.
Una save 14th? You know how the story goes. Lakini unajua ikitu, hii ni deal. so hii kitu si ati, ati nitoe ndo unilipe,
na haina risiti.
Haina risiti, wewe nitumie pesa, mimi nikuchomole hii kitu. You understand? So there are those kind of scenarios. I think those are mostly on high-end cars, zenye watu wanagongwa sana.
Na some uncommon cars.
Yes.
Kuna jamaa alikuwa, amesema anataka engine ya Ford Bantam, akanipigia, akatupigia hapa. He said, kuna moja anaambiwa iko Mombasa.
Yes. Sawa, walikuwa wamenitumia message. So they have sent me a message, they have said, hawa tungewapiga hapa mabomu kabisa.
Sasa ngoja.
Yes, sir.
Kuna jamaa anaitwa Robert Kiari. Yes. Anasema, talking of old cars, kuna many things you're not giving us, like ile trip ya Moyale.
Mm.
The Moto Clinic and the Subi.
Oh, the Subaru. The Subaru, the RS.
RS iko.
RS iko. We will do a proper review of the RS.
Eh.
On a redriven. Moyale tumesema.
Moyale, kusa. Security.
Security kidogo ilikuwa challenge. Tuliingiza baridi kwa sababu ya awa ma Taliban.
Oh, shifter. Naitwa
Taliban, awa shifter.
Eh.
Awa napiga risasi ndugu yangu. So tukasema kwa sababu you don't want to finish your conversologist and his support group.
Yes,
sasa me. Sasa mtakuwa reviews tutoko wapi? Eh? Ama mnataka kupatia nani mantle aende naye na
mimi. Exactly. Sasa unaona, not unless you guys are providing us with extra security.
Yes.
Moyale is very much doable.
Moyale, those cars are so, in fact, now that we have two, we will do both. We will do the soup
and the
S40.
And the S40.
Na hiyo challenge, si challenge kaa ingine. You see, these guys think we are going to Moyale for luxury.
No. Moyale and back within how many hours?
24.
24 hours.
Non-stop. The engine turns off the place it started.
It started. That's the challenge.
That is the challenge.
Yo, see, unafikirianga ni jokes.
Abana, hii Moyale tupangangi kwenda tukupiga mapicha kwa barabara.
Eh, kama, ama kufanya mikono hivi kwa gari tukiendesha.
Eh, na kuonesha mahali barabara ni shimu. Yeah, no, for us... It's
full sending.
It's full sending. Paka Moyale. Mahali tunashuka tu kitu ya maana tunafanya kwa hiyo njia kama ni kusimama.
Ni ku
titrate.
Titrate bus.
So we keep the conversation going.
Exactly.
Because you're back online. We're back online. Matthew pia anauliza hiyo Volvo anataka kwa. I think we need to give them... Can you do a review of the Volvo? A proper review of the Volvo?
Waki subscribe conversations.
Wafikisha 5,000.
Wafikisha 5,000 pala conversations, bro.
Yes.
You will get to see an up close and candid review
of the Volvo, S40. And the Subaru.
And the Subaru. Yes. Legacy RS.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So where were we before watu wa nostaya kutaja majina, but those guys have done a fantastic job. We called them earlier. They've been working on the signal to make it stable so that you guys get an amazing stream.
Yes, we are talking about these cabals.
Yes, the cabals. The cabals.
Let me tell you, if you want to get a part.
Yes.
Hizi part mnaambiwa za deal.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, listen to party a deal, gari a deal. Now, there was another story.
Yes, sir.
There was a very clean Prado 120 that was being sold somewhere.
Yes.
But there's another, the narrative was, we are the only ones who are supposed to be bidding.
Ah, so you have to bid through us.
You have to bid through us. So you give us the money.
And then we bid for
we
you.
We win. Then we transfer the vehicle to you. Wewe.
Yoni mwosho.
Yoni mwosho moja. So, wa Kenya, tafadhali, hizi magari za deal.
Na parts
za deal.
So I think the proper way, Okabi, for us, we've gone through a series of challenges. And for us, even right now as we're speaking, there are parts that we are shipping from the UK.
Yes.
You understand? And sijui wa Kenya walitoa. I think we need to agree. Away from, there are general shops that offer very good prices. You understand? On general parts. Mm. Na nafikiri the lucky guys here are guys who don't have these unique cars.
Yes.
Watu nyonendesha Toyota, even though wako na insomnia.
Kuchu uzuri wa some of these cars that are not very unique.
Yes.
No, there are cars like the Nissan Tida that are very... They are very common, they are not very problematic, and they are not prone to theft.
Exactly.
Lakini sasa, wajui uzuri wa hizo gari hata ukiingia any supermarket, unaweza pata brake pads.
By the way. So those guys will not experience a lot of what we are discussing today.
Exactly.
Because their parts, it's a throwaway. Hawa wakienda, ukienda kwa hii duka next, jamaa nauza the same part.
Hata mama mboga inaweza pata.
Hata, by the way. Anywhere. So you might not feel... the heaviness of what you're talking about, but the guys who pay the heaviest price, especially what on our own Volvos, and us being one of them, we know how tricky that affair is. You understand? There is a cabal, there is a team of people, probably four or five, that control the market on where you get these parts. And I can tell you for a fact that you work together.
Wanajuana.
You call one, kama hana, atakuchukulia kwa ile mwingine. But bei ni hile hile. You understand? And it's a bad thing, but for us, we found a solution. And we wouldn't want to do it for people because the risks peers are ship.
They are very high. They are very high.
But for us, we ship our parts. We ship our service parts in advance. You'll save close to 70%. If you're going to spend on a part 50,000, na unaamua kuship, it only take 2-3 weeks.
2-3 weeks.
Tops.
Yeah.
You will probably pay 20 or 15.
But now, Ibrahim, this brings on another thing.
Yes.
And it's something that I would like to bring up.
Yes.
Before you buy a unique car,
yes,
ask yourself so many questions. Because if you're taking 2 weeks to ship a part, it means your vehicle is grounded for?
2 weeks.
For 2 weeks.
You're right. You're right.
The vehicle is grounded for 2 weeks.
You're right.
So if you don't have another car,
it will not be the best choice.
There is this madam who bought a Jeep Compass.
Yes.
Bado anangojea hubs.
Paka leo. 1 year down the line, huyo atalia. Now, you've brought up a very significant issue, Kabi. And that is what we always discuss and what we've told our guys that we talk to. How I say, see one BS story here, preventive maintenance.
Yes.
The idea that umanza kusikia brake pad yako inakuwa squeaky, ama umeenda inspection ukambiwa, you need brake parts in 3 months. So these are the kind of guys I'm talking to. If you know you need your brake parts in 2 months, you need your brake pad in 1 month, you have time to ship and get value for money.
Exactly.
Najua pia Kenya nakuwa vichongumu, utaacha paka brake pad ikulane na disc, ndo uamue kutafutana na brake pad. Alafu unaona kwa group wana post, I need 2018 Volvo X60 brake parts urgently. Now, wapi? Nani kwanza anaweka in stock? How many Volvo X6 za 2018 ziko kwa barabara?
Kuna mtu hapa ameuliza, is it possible to ship a nose cut for a Ford Maverick 1979?
It is possible, but now that one you have to look for it, because sasa utaipata wapi?
Utaipata wapi? Hizo si vitu zinakata kata washaja.
Exactly.
But Ibrahim, you want to do a trip to Dubai.
We are going to do a trip to Dubai.
Tuwapeleke Sharjah kwenye magari zinakata kata wa muone. Unajua watu wanasemanga Dubai. Mnaona kama Dubai ni kitu ngumu.
Ni hapa tu Dumberi. Si mbali sana. Tuenda tutengeneze content safi sana. Si ya tourist,
si,
lakini
tu,
content
si, tu,
ya magari.
Actual content.
Yes.
Eh.
Hautaki kuwa tourist.
Sapa, tumetembea sana. Tumetama kutukitafuta kazi.
Hii imetosha.
Plus, our audience are very well traveled.
Yes. Eh. We cannot tell them. Why are we showing them? Okay, sawa, wacha tusiendelee huko. But
you know Steven Omore?
Yes.
Steven Omore is doing a very good job. We are Shift Gang.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, siku hizi anaita Shift Gang
Africa. Tour. Oh, is it Shift Gang Africa?
Tours and Travel Africa, something like that.
I don't know. Well, the last time I checked was Shift Gang Africa. And he's doing a fantastic job, that guy. I think he needs to keep that content running. Anatuonesha wanyama.
Anatuonesha Simba.
Na magari. It's fantastic content. So tuendelee na story.
So the other thing apart from that is when it comes to spare parts.
Yes.
The other way you can lose money is buying parts that are not genuine.
Counterfeit.
Na saa hii kitu ina affect watu wote wako na gari very common.
Yes.
Kama Nissan Note owners. Nissan Note owners, especially wale wanaendesha DIGS.
Yes. Kale kako na supercharger.
Kale wa supercharger. Unukuwa na kimbele mbele mingi sana.
Ya kuchange plugs.
They want to change plugs immediately. Na spark plug moja genuine is a Note DIGS. It's going for like 3,000-4,000.
Yeah, you're right.
A genuine one.
Yes.
Alafu mtu wanaenda anaweka zile za tuchwani.
Na ni tatu.
Peke.
Anaona, leo nime spend pesa kidogo sana. Nime spend 750 tu.
Kutoka hapo gari na lose power.
I can tell you there's one who told us anakunywa 13,000 kutoka hapa paka Busia. Sasa kama unakunywa 13,000 is a Note, surely. Mtu mwenye ako na nini?
Prado.
2700.
Surely. You see, the problem, I don't know why this affects Nissan. No, wacha niongelea watu wa Nissan Note.
Si
Nissan Note zote. DIGS, sana hizi ziko na Nismo inspired.
Yes.
First of all, do not say your Nissan Note is a Nismo. If it is not manual transmission, Yeah, that, that, that's not a real that Nismo. That is not a real Nismo.
Yeah.
How was your Nissan Note? Mm. There is one I saw akisema ati his Nissan Note can outshine a WRX G-Wear.
No.
And you wonder, are these people...
They don't know what they're running. Do they know what a WRX is? Unajua unasikiaga tu majina.
Wanakimbizana na...
But I think, Wakabi, it's a good thing because kwa conversation draw, we are starting to feature performance cars.
Exactly.
I think we will bring this Nismo. We will bring this... What is that? At DIGS.
DIGS.
Tutaleta.
Kwanza, you see, these DIGSs, they don't have so much horsepower. You know...
Supercharger now enjoy.
Supercharger now enjoy. 1200cc. You know these people. I think Nissan not DIGS owners. You need to.
They need to take a chill.
They need to take a chill pill for a while.
But ni wasewa poa.
Si wasewa baya. Wakiwa na wengine wa Mazda 10 za diesel.
Ni kuchochana tu.
Kuchochana tu.
But it's all right.
You know these days I'm happy because Subi guys are very.
Ah, Subi guys are.
Wame wako cool.
Bro, Subi guys right now are the most mature guys in the house.
Exactly.
I'll tell you for a fact. Ukikutana nao wametulia.
Unless umchokoze, yeye wananga maneno.
Unless umchokoze. So now we're talking about parts, Wakabi. Yes. Common parts, genuine and
genuine.
Yes.
So the moment you get spark plugs that are not genuine,
you've lost your money.
You've lost your money.
We had that case recently of a guy who thought to have bought original Volvo Fomoko
spark plugs
at a hefty price of 14,000, only to realize. Zimetengenezo wapi?
Light Industries.
Ehe.
Hapa tu wa Utaring Road.
Hapa tu. Simbali.
Ama mchinku pale mchina alienda. You know, the good thing with Chinese, by the way, I really...
Give it up to them. Yes.
When you go to buy, even when you're importing from Chinese sites,
yes.
They'll always ask you,
which one do you want? They have three categories.
Yes. Do you want good quality, medium, or...
Or the other one.
Or cheap. The other, cheap. Yeah. They call it cheap.
Yes.
So... let me tell you. Then the other thing, it is so bad that you see in Kenya right now.
Yes.
It for an untrained eye, yes. You cannot tell the difference between a genuine spark plug
and a
counterfeit one.
You and me know that we cannot buy spark plugs locally.
By
the way, see, kuba sisi tunaipotiki spark plugs yetu. It is not. We are not bragging, but we have had a good share. Of fake spark plugs. And if you call us and ask her for spark plugs, we'll tell you we do not know where and how you will get genuine. Because sahi kila kitu inaka genuine.
In fact, the counterfeit,
yes.
Zinaka more genuine than genuine.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Now, we've talked about original parts. Kuna meme inatembea pale kwa Facebook. Jamaa amekewa inaitwanga gin.
Hiyo ni gin ama ni whiskey. Wewe mbona ndio unakunywanga hizo vitu?
Ama ni spirit. Amekewa okay, tuseme amekewa JD. Kwa mdomo hivi. Amesema a Toyota owner akionja price ya original spare part.
But you see, I have to say that there's a lot of ignorance in that meme.
Yes.
Do you know a genuine timing belt at Toyota Kenya today?
Yes.
Is cheaper.
Than
one you're buying from another shop, from that's shops outside Toyota Kenya.
That's interesting.
Nissan Note plugs.
Yes.
They are more, genuine ones are more pricey outside than they are in Nissan Kenya.
Now, that brings in a good question. Now, we need to demystify this because now that meme, the point I was going to it is ignorance. When you mesema, people have the idea that buying from reputable brands is expensive. Just the same way we think, kwenda kukunywa chai, Villa Rosa Kempinski ni expensive.
Ni expensive, yes.
Bro, ni 350 bob. The same amount of money you're going to spend, 7 degrees.
Yeah.
You understand? The only thing you get is value.
Na ambience. Unakula ambience.
Unakaa karibu na watu wanafanya kazi kwa wapi?
Kwa county.
Unakula ambience. So now, the point you're raising, and a significant point to occur, is 90% of the time, parts, if you buy parts from the reputable company, Toyota Kenya, Nissan Kenya, zitakuwa genuine na zitakuwa cheap.
Cheap, exactly.
Na hata kama zitakuwa the same brands as you buy huku nje, they, the bigger brands, give you the better value in terms of them being closer to genuine than fake.
Exactly.
Because hakuna venye Nissan Kenya watakuzia kitu wenye si genuine. Because they know the reputation and the brand.
Although, pia, how dealers, pia, wow, they are really they are really taking advantage sometimes.
Yes.
But you see routine service parts.
Mm.
You know, there is a guy who went to buy genuine brake pads for a certain pickup.
Yes.
Akagongo, was it 35,000?
Hmm.
Do you know those, we sourced those, the same ones.
Yes.
For, guess how much? 9,000 Kenya shillings.
36 to 9. Yeah, I remember
that story. Remember that story, yeah?
Yes.
36,000 to 9,000.
I remember. And it's the same.
Same thing.
But again, Okabe, I'll tell you this business. Let me tell you how these guys do. You walk into that reputable company, they look at you, they profile you, they look at you, they see, this guy is moneyed. They do what we call price goofing. They say, can you pay that 6,000 for the service parts? You're like, I don't
care. Why not?
Where do I pay? You understand? Wakiona mbugu ameingia pale, amechana-chana nyole yaga kama mbugu ya Kimonyoski. Wanamambia, we utalipa 9,000 from the word go. So I think it also comes down, I don't know, I think it comes down to how you present yourself to these people. But I can bet for a fact, if you walk to that brand or that company and buy the same brake pads, you could probably get a different price from what the other guy got.
Most likely.
Yes.
The other thing is, I think if you're looking for genuine parts, these days there are so many support groups.
Yes.
There are so many support groups. You can always join them.
Yeah.
It is highly recommended that you join them.
Yes.
So that you're able to network with other people who own a car like yours.
Yours. And get the experience.
Exactly.
But again, I think this one affects mostly was on a new car for the first time. They do not know where. They do not know how. And you've told, I think the advice you've given to the guys who are trying to buy cars for the first time, tell them, buy a car that you can service at the
petrol station. At the petrol station.
Ndio wacha kulipa service ya 54,000.
Exactly.
Because unaenda kununua Audi A3. Haujui tai na uzo hapi. Haujui timing kiti na uzo hapi. Umenua kama iko na mileage 100.
Ime.
Unapiga service mbili. Mechatronic unit imefanya angoa.
Haujui na uzo hapi.
Unakutana na jamaa na anakufunza kuishi Nairobi.
Bas.
You start hating the car. You understand? So I think it's important if you're buying this car for the first time. If you're owning a car for the first time,
yes,
build your experience. I want to say something controversial. Na hii ni ya wanaume. When we were growing up, Okabe, when we were young, the first places we tested our ability to convince a lady to be your wife was at home. You understand? I'm a match. Yeah, it's true. It's fact. These guys are watching. Watch your comments if I'm lying. You'll have to test your skill by, you know, trying to convince this mbochi to look at you like a man. You understand? And if the skills were working well, then you'll advance outside and try the neighbor and then go. You understand? Until you get your wife.
You know now?
Yes. So the idea is, if you want to own a big car,
you must start with the
small one. You need to start with the ones that do not require a lot of.
You know, the Englishmen say, charity begins at home.
Yes. Or the one that do not require a lot of input so that you learn your skills around.
Exactly. Although at our, where we come from, yes. Where Mbugu and I come from.
Yes.
They say the cow does not eat the grass around the homestead.
That is true. Unless, there is always an unless. Unless there's danger.
Anyway.
Then we go to the second bit, which is now garages and mechanics. How do you not, how should you behave yourself so that you don't lose money to these guys?
Exactly.
Chukua maswali.
Kuna Matthew Liala.
Yes.
Anasema unaongea juu ya parts. Na mechanic Bonoko ji, I spent over 40,000 on an issue that would have just cost me 2,000 to repair a BMW 320i.
BMW 320i. Umesikia gari ametaja?
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yes. Now, yo swali yao jamaa, let me make a comment to Okabe. There's nothing as expensive as fixing an expensive car using an inexperienced mechanic. Because now what happens is, the mechanic will use what you call trial and error. At a narrow down issue, kwa four or five things. And he will make you buy each expensive item one after the other. By the time you are done fixing the issue, bro, we na mfuko na malone muko hapa tala kila mahali, you guys are in the same WhatsApp
group. Let me give you a personal experience.
Yes,
I once owned a very simple car.
Yes.
But a couple of years back, it was red in color. I will not mention the make and model, sababu mtanichekelea. Sasa, it used to bring up, ikienda, inaleta check engine.
Yes.
Kilenda check engine, ina lose power completely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tunapeleka diagnosis. Mm-hmm. Report inatoa nini? Ignition coil tu.
Mm-hmm.
Tuka change coils.
Misfire.
Ala si, ikileta, tuka change coils.
Mm-hmm.
Haya, ignition, ikaenda, ika move, alafu ika, ufanya the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Diagnosis, ignition, coil 2. What do we do next?
Hii coil tumenunua ni mbaya.
Tumenunua plugs.
Oho!
Because we changed all four coils.
Yes.
Haya, tukaenda, ikaenda vizuri. 20 kilometers,
mm-hmm.
check engine loses power.
Ignition, coil 2.
Ignition, coil 2. Ikanisumbua, mm-hmm. sadi the mechanic said, now we need to buy an ECU.
ECU yako ni mbaya.
ECU yako ni mbaya, ndio inatuma codes haziko.
Yes.
I go buy the ECU.
Hey!
Uja nika plug.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I remember that time when I bought the ECU, the car had stalled around Thika. So nika chukua, nikaweka ECU.
Uh-huh.
ECU ikaweka kufika Juja.
Check engine.
Check engine loses power.
Ignition coil.
Ignition coil too.
Uh-huh.
I decided to just limp the car home.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was very tired.
Yes.
Believe you me,
mm-hmm.
55,000 Kenya shillings later.
Yes.
When I was washing the car thinking about ama ni toy engine yote.
Weke engine yote gine.
So, that car, mm-hmm. ilikuwa imechinjiwa gearbox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a month before.
Mm-hmm.
So, mimi niki osha hizo oil,
mm-hmm.
nikaona a naked wire. Mm-hmm. Hapo between the gearbox and the engine.
Mm-hmm.
Kwa harness kulikuwa kumeraruka, so there was a sinoma venye hiyo sheath unaruka.
Yes.
So hapo ndani kulikuwa na waya naked.
Naked, huh?
And nikajiuliza swali, hii waya imeenda wapi?
Mm-hmm.
So I took a razor blade.
Mm-hmm.
Nikakata hiyo sheath yote.
Mm-hmm.
Guess where the wire goes to?
Ignition coil 2.
Kubai tape ya 20 bob, kufunga, shida ikaisha.
Ignition coil 2.
55,000 Kenya shillings
later. Asa unauliza weka dik. Asa hizi vitu zote napeleka wapi? Because umechange vitu mzuri.
Unfortunately, I still have most of them in my house.
Let me give you a story. A friend of mine drove to Meru in a Mercedes Benz. Fantastic. Ameenda event, amepark, amepiga sherehe, wakati wa kurudi kupiga gari, tires nawaka, gari haiwaki.
Aha.
Ai. Taz dawaka gari waki. Amevuta waya. Nini. Ignition yako ni kama imekufa. Hiyo gari ni kama ime disconnect nini memory between ECU na hiyo inatuaje ile kitu ya security ya kuwasha gari.
Imo.
Hey, sasa hii bana itabidi ubebe. The guy has a flatbed. Moves the car from Meru. 35,000. Clean. Gets the car to his place. So, the next day, the neighbor is coming out to start his car. The guy is out to just check kama gari iko sawa nini. He tries again, gari iwaki. The neighbor ni wale wajanja. Jamaa anakuja akaangalia gari akamwambia, "Hey, na ulikuwa angalia yako mafuse?" Jamaa akamwambia, "Hapana." Wakabomoa fuse box. Wakangoa fuse ya ignition. Wakapata fuse imeshot. Neighbor akaenda kwa yake Toyota, akachomoa fuse.
Akaweka
ya 10 bob, akaweka. Akaambia ujabebu jaribu. Chaka. Gari kawaka.
35,000
shillings later. Fuse ya 10 bob. You understand? So I understand that guy at 318. Misdiagnosis is a very expensive affair. Sisi, that we've designed our way of dealing with our issues. We drive those cars and feel where the problem is coming from. And we try to narrow down to the possible issues before we even try to fix them. But najua zanyia munanga ya time.
Exactly.
Songe mbele, Robert Onyambu.
Uh-huh.
Anasema advice on a Suzuki Sears.
Suzuki Sears is a nice car.
Yes.
It's a nice car, easy to maintain. very simple car. Yeah, haina ubaya.
Haina ubaya.
Haina ubaya. Si as haina ubaya.
Mika Jess anauliza, say money is plenty. Is it possible to import a brand new zero mileage AMG kama E63? Will the taxes and transport cost double the final cost, or how many times would it go up against the price?
Unfortunately, yes. You cannot import an AMG without authorization from the local dealer. You can't buy it directly from Mercedes.
Serious?
Yeah, that is something with European. They cannot allow you to buy it directly.
Ah, so now you brought something that I've been also asking myself. So it means the cars we buy, there are people who bought from dealers, and then those dealers sold. No, the dealers sold them to the owners, and then the owners used the car. They're like, I'm done with this car. I want to sell it. Yeah. And that's how we get them.
Yes.
But if I wanted an AMG, say like a G-Wagon,
zero mileage, you cannot buy it directly.
Especially at 2022 ama 2023.
Ama 2022,
2023.
Nasikia wajamu
wana book slot.
Una book, they tell you, you know what, you want a car, where are you?
Book Kenya. From your dealer.
Book from your dealer.
You're right. But hypothetically speaking, if it was possible to do that, would the taxes double the same way we...
Hai, taxes, kwanza unapata KRA, wanafanya hivi. Wanakuambia wako na ngumi mpya.
Inaitwa sungunyo.
Sungunyo.
So yes, it will double. Hello conversation, kindly advise me on Mahindra Scorpio. Victor hey! Masharia.
Hey!
Victor Masharia.
Mm. Saini wepata gari mzuri.
Buy that car.
Buy the Mahindra. We drove the hell out of that car.
I think Okabi, we need to buy the Mahindra. Kama kuna mtu wako na Mahindra iko na salvage iko kwa shida na anauza pesa mzuri atuambie.
Atuambie. You know, it is funny how people underestimate Mahindras.
Yes.
Yes, and you see they look down upon them because of the history we have had
with the Mahindras,
za kitambo. But you know the problem, where the problem was?
Yes.
The Indians were learning back then.
Yeah.
And whenever you're learning, you make mistakes.
Yes.
But right now, the Indians are building cars that will give you, you know.
I like what you've said, Wakabi. When you're learning, you make mistakes. And from those mistakes,
you improve on them.
And you get one of the best builds, like the Mahindra. Me, Mahindra, I'm always sold. I think people don't look at them because of the way they look. But for us, we don't care about how cars look.
Yes.
As long as they can move. And B, do whatever they are supposed to do. So Mahindra Scorpio is a fantastic car. That one we can say without fear of contradiction.
You can buy the Scorpio. Hey.
The Scorpio is one car we can tell you for
we
free.
We can tell you, buy that car. Do not listen to people.
Karuga Maina Nauza, what do you think of small engines with turbo engines, with turbo chargers?
We have said that time and again. You get that power and fuel economy at the expense of reliability.
Exactly. There is no way, what Wakabi is saying, there is no way you can put 1200cc and a turbocharger in the same sentence with what?
With reliability.
It can never happen.
It can never.
Dion Wambo knows that, is the Peugeot 208 a good fast car?
No.
Good. Do you want to expound or should we proceed?
I think, you know, we have said it here.
Mm.
If you cannot service it at the petrol station,
mm,
it is not an ideal fast car.
Exactly. Shaban Joseph, bei ya mafuta imefanya wase wame humble, wase wasubi. Mika Jesse, okay.
No, wase wame humble ni wa Makex.
Mm.
Watu wa Makex, unajua sahi road trip ni thika mwisho.
Yes. Washington Okwemba, very good question, Okabe. If CVT is problematic to buy, new or used? I think he means a car with CVT.
Hey, CVTs, not all CVTs are problematic.
But yes.
Nissan CVTs from 2010 to 2016.
Yes.
Maneno.
But CVT gearboxes are awesome gearboxes.
They are built for fuel economy. They are built for boring people.
Yeah. By the way, disclaimer, the reason why we don't, let me not say like, we don't fancy CVTs because we are performance oriented,
yes.
So we feel the CVT is less of a transmission to us.
Exactly.
Because it's boring.
In fact, I was told.
Yes.
It was a conversation last weekend.
Yes,
in
yes.
One of the joints.
Mm-hmm.
What wakasema?
Mm.
It is very embarrassing for you to race a car that is running on a CVT and you have a manual transmission or an automatic. hizo zikakimbizana na golf carts
kazi. Leo uko na matusi bro. you are bad. Anaitwa Chege Kentos anauliza, can you service a Mazda Xela at a petrol station?
Ay, anytime.
Yes,
mbio
drive
sana.
To any petrol station. Okay. Njiru Roy, I'm looking to buy my first car. What would be the better choice between Honda Fit, Suzuki Swift, or the Ractis?
All of them are good.
Yes.
Honda Fit would be my personal favorite.
Yes.
But the Ractis wins in terms of space. The Suzuki Swift is an awesome car.
Yes.
The only small problem with the Swift is that
space.
That not even one is space. Yes. The other one is the steering rack.
Yeah.
But kuna venye inawekwa bush za mkamba inakuwa fresh barida.
Ah, fresh barida.
Wakamba walikuja kutuokoa.
Wakamba wanaokolea watu wa Nissan na bushings.
Sana.
Tangu 1975.
Shida, unajua Kenya is cosmopolitan.
Yes.
We love each other. Mm. Lakini lately wanachoma.
Let me take a question from a guy called Gideon Mugo. And I'll say, hello, Wakabian team. What is your opinion on a locally used 2012 Nissan Tida as a first-time car buyer?
Funny thing about Tidas,
yes,
is as long as it does not have history of overheating,
yes,
and the gearbox is shifting fine,
yes,
you know the Tida and the Nissan Note, the E11,
yes,
they actually share almost everything.
Yeah.
So the Tida is one of the most underrated cars around. It is very easy to maintain. Yes, it's a boring car to drive, but if you're looking at moving from point A to point B,
yes,
it's a good car.
Yeah.
Other gearbox za Tida, they are very cheap.
By the way.
And mark me, not see Tida mpya ilatio isu rambaya. The previous generation, Tida.
Tida.
Yes.
Today you're not taking prisoners, okay?
No.
That's one thing people love about you.
Nambona siku leo super chat sioni.
Super chat?
Super chat.
Guys are not serious as you talk about super chat. Because kuna hapo kitu ya super chat. Mbugu umeka link ya Tinypesa.
Uweke link ya Tinypesa bana.
Hatuwezi kuwa tunateseka hapa.
Misa inaendea bila sadaka.
Misa bwana. Gospel ya kasisi.
Hata ule picha anaingia kwa basi.
Munampatianga kitu.
Munampatianga kitu. Now that reminds me.
Yes sir.
Kuna watu wanakuja kutuambia ati they deserve free consultation because they watch our content.
Yeah, that one is one thing that I was not quite impressed with. Because I think Wakabi, for us, I think we have a partnership.
Yes.
And the partnership with these guys is we try to create content that provides an awesome ownership journey for a car owner. You understand?
Exactly.
From buying, from making the decision. And guys have said it, Twitter, Facebook, best with what we do, they have actually saved themselves from so many
mistakes.
Issues.
Yeah.
And remember, before we even got the numbers we got, we were still doing this content.
We were still doing this content.
And we were doing it for free. In fact, we are not asking you guys, not unless kama unataka kucheza na super chat hivi kidogo. Hiyo inakuanga shukrani kwa support vijana wafanye kazi
kwa bidii.
But you've never called out and said that guys tupatieni pesa ndio tuwafanyie review kesho. You understand?
Apane.
We got of the way we try to make partnership and bring reviews and content that can support and help them make better decision in terms of car buying.
Exactly.
So for one of them to call us and say you should not charge us consultation because I am actually watching your video and you'll earn from YouTube.
You know, watch anyone be
that is
a very wrong way of looking at things.
The question I'll ask that person, and I feel if they're here and watching, they need to answer is, did you decide to watch the content because it was convenient for you, or you needed to make a decision based on the content you're watching, or did you watch the content to support us? Ajua kama tutatengeneza video travel videos za kwenda sijui wapi
kwenda huko kuendesha gari kutoka Mombasa hadi Nairobi.
Exactly. Then ukiwatch utakuna unatusaidia because hakuna kitu ya maana
tutafanya.
Exactly. But you know, we try to make content that actually help you make a proper decision. You
yes.
understand? We are creating content that has value. So if you and our business model, Wakabi, we said it last time, the only way we make income is through consultation, sourcing and
pre-purchase inspection.
Exactly. There's nothing else. Sisi hatuuzagi magari, we are not car salesmen, we are not tourists, we are not everything that everybody else is. You understand?
Exactly, yeah.
And it's not a bad thing to be what we do. But at least we are understand.
Wanaelewa.
Ni watu wawaja tu, watu wawili wawili tu wanakuanga na ukondole. But it's all right. It's all right. You understand? Ineleweka.
Yes. Na hiyo story imejamisha sana Anonymous Steve.
Amejam?
Amejam sana.
Anona Steve anasona tuchokozanga bro. Kwanza usipojibu message, wanakutusi baza.
Kuria John anauliza, Mazda Axela Diesel itakupiga sungunyo. Iyo wacha sungunyo.
Hey.
Ita mchapa ndoige.
Akinama hivi inajinama.
Ngumi inapiga kona.
Hey. By the way, honestly, Okabi, I think for the final time, for the 100th time.
For the mtinth time.
Wachaneni na hizi madiesel.
Wachaneni na zogi watu wasikiangi.
I told you we were coming with Mbugua from a review and we saw one of them being towed into a garage. You understand? And we were in an Uber. You know, dio siku tukua, you dropped us and then we got an Uber to get to the office where we can drive now to home. So the driver, pale, sasa we driver at Uber, sema, si, tu kusema, hata kujua sisi ni nani.
Yeah.
Kwa natuambia, hey, na easy. Kwaza likuwa kizi, na hizi gari zimenyorosha hawa watu.
easy.
It was funny, but it was an open moment that was not coming from us. We felt a third party expressing a reality that is on ground.
Na niliambia hawa jama. On Christmas,
yes.
There is a lady who went, na tuka akapiga simu tukamwambia buy a CX-5
petrol.
Haya, madam akaenda pale akaambiwa hapana, hawa jamaa hawajui chenye wanasema.
Mm-hmm.
Wanasema. Yeye akatoka na gari yake KDK swafi sana, akaenda nayo akapiga lap hadi yuko kwa ushago, sijui ni Bondo ama ni wapi.
Mm-hmm.
Akirudi gari ilifika hapa Dhogoto.
Sasa hii bado anatafutana na watu wamtengenezee.
Sasa hii inafanywa overhaul, sijui
hiyo inakuwa gari tena.
Yeah,
KDK kama inafanywa overhaul itakuwa gari.
Mm-hmm.
Kuna watu wamekasirika pale kwa John Paul, anapiga pale super chat safi sana imekuja makora wezusha. Wezama leo mmeingilia sana kijana mdogo. Ati kudrive Luto. Luto ndo gani?
Luto ni nini?
Hao ni buri wachana nao. Watu wamekasirika na ema. Hata mimi niwekasirika sana.
Fredrick Ngatuli.
But it's all right. As a first time, Mazda Primacy. Is it a good car for the first time?
Yeah, Mazda Primacy ispokuwa. It's not a bad, actually the Mazda Primacy is not a very bad car. Mm. But it's not quite of a performer as you would like it. Kama unapenda performance.
Yes.
Na pia pala kwa mfuko kidogo. Mm. I've never understood why the Primacy. I've not seen a Skyactiv Primacy yet.
Not yet, eh?
Yeah, I have not seen one.
Tony Versace. Can you interchange CVT transmission into automatic transmission using the same engine?
Yes.
Yes, you can. So someone complaining about EGR codes on a Mazda Demio diesel. Lazima.
Sababu
kama unakunywa mafuta mbaya.
Bas, alafu.
Wewe na EGR codes.
Zi kawaida.
Na una service gari
10,000.
Utalilia kwa choo, my friend. Tsonge mbele kidogo Kabi. There's a guy called Paulman Ainea.
Uh-huh.
For a performance, what is this? Where is this? For a performance enthusiast, Toyota Crown Magesta or BMW 330D?
No Crown, bro.
I will go with the Crown Magesta too.
Buy the Crown.
I love the BMW. It's a driver's car. It's awesome.
In fact,
it's
also fantastic. Love, I'm a Bima fanboy. Like
exactly.
For peace of mind.
Let me tell you, there's a statement you said, and that statement is powerful, Okabi. That peace of mind is what?
Peace of mind is also luxury.
Yes.
Peace of mind is luxury.
Na wanasemanga wanaume, the most important thing we are looking for is what?
Peace of mind.
Sasa, kama umepata bibi na kupatia peace of mind, muna ununue gari kukoseshe
bus.
You understand? Oh, I love the Bima if I will be given to drive for free. Without maintaining it for a month, alafu nirudishie mwenyewe, between the two, I'll take the Bima.
Aya, kuna jamaa anaitwa Victor Mark.
Yes.
Anauliza Toyota LC 100, 150K, 1000 mileage. Is it worth buying? LC 100, bro, boss, 150K, hiyo gari ni mpya.
Sana.
Hiyo gari ni mpya, hiyo haijatembea.
150 bwana, hata hiyo gari.
Ayy, 150,000.
Hiyo ni showroom mileage.
Hiyo ni showroom mileage. Hiyo ni zero mileage kwa 100 series.
Mbugua weka teal pale, mbugua weka tiny pesa. Na wipin pale juu. Kwa sababu kuna jamaa anaitwa Melvin Opija, nauliza kilo ya mbugua ni ngapi? Sasa sijui anauliza kilo ya nyama.
Kilo nyama ama ya
Mbugu anakulaga tu kilo mbili ya nyama. Kilo mbili, sahi nasikia kilo moja ni 450.
Ni 450.
So that will make it 900.
Jasmine Mweni.
Yes.
Jasmine Mweni anasema, can you service an Audi A3 on a petrol station? Mm. Jasmine Mweni, no.
Yes.
You cannot service an Audi A3 at a petrol station. In fact, you need a specialized mechanic who understands Audi and VW
yes.
to service that car.
Yeah.
Usiambiwe maneno hapo. Mm. Then, evaluate Pajero Mitsubishi versus Forester XT. Now, those cars cannot compete. They are not on the same class.
True.
They are not in the same class.
Leo tumepitisha muda okabi, but let me tell you one more question. Eh? We'll do the part two arakaraka briefly and then we do Q&A. Or we can do the part two in a Q&A session.
In a Q&A session, so, yeah.
I'll shoot the questions, you answer, and we get it done. Eh? Yeah. Storytelling, I was like, hello, big boy, spare me some work on this decision-making stance. What will you advise between a CX-5 and a Subaru XV for a first-time car owner? Mukisema CX-5, mjue, mama amewin.
Hey, Buddha, now, you see, the Subaru XV is small. In fact, the Subaru XV is based on the Subaru Impreza.
Yes.
So if you're looking for, the, again, there are two cars. The CX-5 is a compact crossover.
Yes.
The XV is a subcompact crossover.
You're right.
So it's small. Na hapa leo na kama utaruhusu
mama ashinde.
Lakini CX-5 iko ni ya petrol.
Ni ya petrol. Kama ni CX-5 ya petrol, I think it offers more value yes. than the XV.
Kabisa.
100%. Legit. Yeah. Sawa, Kabi?
Kabisa.
Tukichukua maswali mawili, so I'll be jiggling between taking the questions and dealing with part two. Talking about garages and mechanics. Choices. How do you choose the right garage for you?
Number one, the right garage, it has to be convenient. That yes. is, you know, you see, you cannot be living in Thika
yes.
and your garage is in Rongai.
Yes.
Convenience is one thing.
Unless you own an Audi.
Unless you own an Audi. Because or a Volvo.
Yes, because an Audi hata kama unaishi Kimende.
Kimende
utakuja tu mahali hiyo
garage. The other thing
yes.
is you need a mechanic who understands your car.
Yes.
Si mtu wa try wendera. That is one thing. In fact, that is where most guys go wrong.
Yeah.
Ukienda ni kama you take a assuming, let's use BMWs.
Yes.
Upeleke BMW garage na ukiangalia around, unaona magari, unaona ni premio, field ya mataa kwa boot.
Murife.
Run. So, at least if you're taking your car to a garage, make sure the mechanic there
mm-hmm. understands your
understands car. Your car and has had experience. And this is for people who have unique cars.
Unique cars, exactly.
You know, the good thing about Japanese cars is that they are very universal.
Yes.
But when it comes to European cars,
no.
Bro, if your mechanic does not have experience with European cars,
yes.
tafadhali, wachana nayo.
One thing I'll add on that, Okabi. If you own a unique car, you own a Volvo, you own a BMW, you own an Audi, you own a Mercedes-Benz, please, the amount of money you've spent buying this car, just spend an extra time understanding how this car works.
Exactly.
Every car that you buy, Okabi, has pros and cons. Know the weaknesses of your car. Know when to deal with those weaknesses. Know the remedies.
And the strengths of
the strength of your car. So that when you go to a garage, at least uwe mwenye uko na ka information kidogo. Ukiambiwa, unajua inafaa tufanye timing change kwa hii gari yako. Unaambia hapana. Hii gari najua, based na history, inafaa ni kuwe na angalie maneno towards this time.
This time, exactly.
You understand? So that usigongo-gongo, because those things are very expensive. Sawa sawa, Okabi?
Yeah.
Question number two, Okabi. These are very motive question. Should you or should you not allow your mechanic to buy or sell you spare parts?
You know, if you're talking about your mechanic buying parts for you,
yes.
There are two scenarios here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is tuma mechanic mahali.
Yes.
Okay, there are some places. There are some parts that mechanics will know where they are sold.
Yes, where we're out of
jua. Where utajua. Because of their network, yes. The complexity of their network.
Yes.
But at least for the parts that you know where they are sold, like brake pads or what
them.
Have you, go buy them. These things you can check online. There are shops around, by the way.
Yes.
Guys like Akina Impala.
Yes. Akina Woodville.
Akina Woodville.
Doing fantastic job.
You see, so sometimes also was your Mazda,
Akina Wajama wa Amex.
Amex, by the way.
Yeah, Bwana Devesh and the team.
So there are people, there are places you at least you have an idea.
Yes.
Parts, these are complicated parts what your mechanics.
Yeah.
Because the other thing in Akwanga, for instance, if you're buying say a gearbox or a crankshaft, you know, different models, they might have some variations.
Yes.
Kama gearboxes, unaweza pata zote ni za Toyota Harrier. Lakini moja ni pin 8, ingine ni pin 10.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So for some parts, let the mechanics, unajua huwezi pia avoid kunyoroshwa kila kitu bana.
You're right. Hey. In fact, that is where I was coming to. Nikuwa nasema, I'll tell you for a fact. Kila, okay, mechanics wengi, they have a partnership with these guys who sell parts.
Yes.
Akienda kununulia, lazima atapewa za macho. Akikutuma hapo, lazima atapewa za macho. Either way, he will get something.
But you see, again, let's agree. Our mechanic, pia wamekuja Nairobi kutafuta pesa.
You're right. So, there is a structure me I always operate with. If you're not making more than 30% on me, I'm comfortable. Hata hivyo ndo Gavo inaoperate. Yeah. Gavo inakuruhusu umaka paka 30%. Shida tu ni kama unamaka hapa 100%.
Eh, bas.
That is where the problem. But at least at some point you will be utanyoroshwa 20, 15, 10%. You know,
the problem is even these things happen at home.
Yeah, even at home. Unapigiwa simu, wanataka sukari. Kilo moja ya sukari unakwambia ni 500. Lakini wanaenda kununua kilo, wanaenda kununua nusu.
Nusu.
Hey, it is happening. Hey, but it is true. You men, you know. So, tusijifanye. You understand? But we are saying for the easier things, go buy yourself.
Go service buy yourself. Parts, service buy parts. Easy vitu kama stabilizer links.
Hizo ni vitu zinapatikana. And then make it a habit ukabi. Kama umeservice gari leo, unajua gari yako iko due service in 3 months. Nunua hizi vitu mapema.
You can even stock them in your house.
In your house. Ikifika siku ya service, you just speak.
Hey, lakini, ukizistock kwa nyumba, be very careful. Eh?
Yes.
There is a guy, there is one of our clients, tulimsosia Alion kutoka Nyeri.
Yes.
Guess what? The owner of that Alion, you know, when you are doing the pre-purchase, nikamuuliza mbona hii logbook ni very recent. Guess what?
Yes.
So the guy bought the car. It was a very clean car. Akaenda akaweka documents, sale agreement, nini. So now when they were moving, they moved to another house. After wamejenga, wameenda kwao. So the wife goes and says, today I'm going to declutter. Hii makaratasi yote ni takataka.
Yes.
Logbook, kibiriti.
Sitaki kusema bibi ya weo mutu ni kitu fulani, lakini, that is what they say, marry
somebody
who has something in the head.
Mtu anaweza angalia document.
Yeah, one, hii ni logbook. Hii ni logbook. Hii ni pesa. Hii ni title deed. Hii ni pesa.
Hati makaratasi zingine zilikuwa zinakaa kaki hapa.
Mtu anachemshia logbook, anawasha jiko na logbook. surely. You need to do better. So we've talked about mechanics and sourcing parts.
Yes.
Okay? Which is interesting. Because at some point, kuna scenario utajipata yenye lazima mechanic atasource parts.
Lazima atasource. Kuna vitu lazima atasource.
Take time to also research, understand. Hizi vitu ziko kwa mtandao. At least, no. Ukiona amesema kitu ni shilingi 10,000. Na umeona kwa mtandao ni 9,000 ama 8,500.
Wacha achukue. Lakini ukiona bado ni 5,000.
Mwambie bwana, wacha ni kuchukulia. You understand? So that is super. I think that's the best way not to lose your money. We've tackled the garage, we've tackled the mechanics. They are awesome guys. Na mechanic wetu wakonga 100%. And mechanics are also human beings.
They are also humans. They make mistakes.
Ikiwa madaktari wanakufanyango parosho unakufa. That's a mechanic. You understand? Yeah, sometimes they will get things wrong. One thing I'll tell you for a fact, Okabi, is in relation to buying used parts. That is the next question I wanted to ask. Because there is an idea in the mind of car owners that used parts should work as good as new parts. Kwa mfano umeenda umenunua shocks ex Japan. Una expect kupeleka miaka 5 ama miaka 3 kama brand new. Inakupeleka miezi 2 ama 3 inaanza kupiga makelele. Unarudi unashika mechanic matai. Unamwambia bwana ulinunuzia shocks mbaya. No. The problem with buying a used part is you do not know the condition of the car that this part came from and how long the car was running that part.
Exactly.
So and it can actually even die tomorrow. Watch at 1 month.
At a kesho.
Yes.
You see, ex-Japan parts, there are parts ex-Japan that are very good.
Yes.
For instance, if you're buying things like arms, if you're buying things like headlights,
Yes.
Body parts. Mm. If you're buying components such as differentials,
yes,
gearboxes, abu wezi pata gearbox brand new.
Yeah.
Those ones you can buy ex Japan. Yes. But remember, you need the expertise of your mechanic.
Wewezitoka
hapa hili uende kununua gearbox Kirinyaga Road.
Hawezi.
Utajua aje ni iko
mzuri. Hawezi. Sisi wenyewe tumekuwa na Pinky Ponky Pacamielo Disco na gearboxes na engines. Man. There is a particular car that we changed gear how many times, Wakabi?
Like 5 times.
5 times. Zote zikiwa kuni. So we actually went back to the original gearbox. We repaired the original gearbox. So it is a very trick affair. You understand? So Wakabi, I think I'm going to do another session of questions.
Let me take this one for Tony Versace. Eh?
Yes.
Tony Versace anauliza, the new Toyota Probox using the same engine, can it be converted to automatic? Now, the new Probox is running on a CVT transmission for the two-wheel drive.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the four-wheel drives are running on an automatic transmission.
Mm-hmm.
That's a major difference in those cars.
Mm.
But I don't know, ukipata mse mjanja,
yes,
anaweza weka hiyo auto kwa, because it's still the same one NZ.
Yes.
But you might need to change the ECU.
For it to be compatible.
For it to be compatible.
You're right. Yeah. Ali Sad Media Inc. anasema 450 ndo budget yake. Kindly advise mwalimu an ideal car. Musini lenge majama. Ako na 450. 450 ananua gari gani? Huyu ni mwalimu. So mwalimu anataka reliability ndo asikose kufika shule on time.
Kwanza akiwa teacher on duty.
Akiwa teacher on duty. So huyu lazima ikuwe Toyota ama Honda. Sana sana Toyota.
If we go the Toyota way,
yes,
we are looking at the first generation Toyota Vitz.
I'm looking at the first generation Toyota IST.
Toyota IST. Hey, IST ziko na bei.
Zime.
600.
Hey! Zenye yes. Tulikuwa tunasema zinazo 350.
Yes, IST sahi kama una 600 huna safi.
Toyota Alex.
Toyota Alex 600. Hizo gari zote ziko in the range of 600, bro.
Ranex.
Zote. 450, it's either Vitz ama the
Nyoka.
The first Nyoka. Hey, Nyoka sahi. Nyoka, ya 450 ni gari chafu. Unless umepata
100.
Starlet, by Starlet, 100, 110.
Mm-hmm.
Izo utapata.
So mwalimu umesikia yo maneno?
Toyota 90, 91, 100, 110.
Yes.
Izo
hapa 450 anaweza faidika.
Hapa 450 utafaidika.
Hako nekagare kama wanainji, anaeke 2000, anapiga wiki mzima.
Anapiga wiki mzima.
Safi sana.
Alafu hata wale students wanasema gari ya mwalimu.
Hey.
Hey.
Kwanza ikuwe ya white.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Tusonge mbele. Kuna jamaa anaitwa Sydney Akute. Nauliza BMW E46 iko aje?
BMW E46. Mixed feelings.
Yes.
Kama wewe uko na experience ya magari, you can live with it.
Yeah.
If you do not have experience with cars, avoid that car.
Wachana nayo. G-G-Thathi. Anaitwa that. Unajua sahi majina yenu hii ni ngumu. Mm-hmm. Anauliza advice on Mercedes-Benz W124 or the BMW E46, your first car.
Ati BMW?
BMW E46 first and Mercedes-Benz W124 as a fast car.
Those are not ideal fast cars.
They are not ideal fast cars.
They are not. Both of them are not.
But if you are to choose between the two?
Basically, for me, as an enthusiast, if I was to think about building them, you can build a BMW sana.
Yes.
The 124 is also timeless gem.
Yes.
And it's also gonna space kushinda BMW. It's a bigger car.
It definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you, my brother. Jamani tu, it's Tainer 254. Hi, bro. Is it good to buy a Nissan Sylphy Bluebird 2007, to be specific, year of manufacture?
Eh, hapana. 2007 ni ile G11.
G11. What is wrong with the G11, Okabe?
The gearbox is the number one problem.
Yes.
Bushings ina tafuna kama mira.
Mm-hmm.
Poor build quality.
Yes. Kipa
kwa jua inaanza kububble dashboard.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you. Those are verified and things that happen. Makora anauza msingilie kijana mdogo akidrive kutoka Mombasa mpaka Nairobi, acheni tupelekwe road trip. Ah, kijana
apeleke road trip.
Kuna watu wanapiga road trip, by the way.
Road trip.
Na tuna support hiyo maneno
kabisa. Support maneno ya road trip. Watu wapiga road trip.
Kwa sababu kuna jamaa, kuna huyu dem pia anaitwa African Tigress.
African Tigress ni best yetu sana.
Anapiga pia
road trip. Anapiga road trip international.
Very fantastic guys. What about road trip?
So road trip,
we love this people.
You see now, mambo ya road trip, mambo ya sherehe, waende huko. mambo serious, mnakuja.
Anton Budhi anauliza, is a Toyota CHR a good car?
Toyota CHR is very new to the market.
Yes.
Still, but it was competition for the Juke.
It looks like a Juke.
But I think the CHR is more trendy.
It's it more trendy. Good. Yeah, we
it looks very good. It looks nice.
It doesn't look like nika gari meshutuliwa.
Yeah, the Juke has a face only a mother could love.
Yes.
No, no matter is driven by women.
Dr. Ken analeta swali safi baridi, anasema, you have mentioned peace of mind, and I am contemplating between a BMW 320i and a Mercedes-Benz E200
enda,
pre-owned.
Enda kwa Mercedes-Benz. Si umesikia huyo jamaa wa 320 hata hako mbali.
Yeah, hako tu hapo juu. Alisema aje?
Alitumia hama sasa.
By the way, Okabi. Hii story ya BMW na Mercedes ni vita kama ya Manchester na Arsenal. But it's a fact, okay? BMWs are very awesome cars to drive.
Yeah,
in fact, I can tell you for a fact, BMW ni kama kudate Huda. Ukitoka na inje, watu wanakusifu.
Watu wanakusifu sana.
BMW na Audi na VW. Sifa. Unaambiwa bwana wewe ndo bazu igwe lakini ukirudi kwa nyumba kai kai unasikia Okabi,
you know.
Yeah.
You see these people who drive these cars,
yes,
I think, and this is something very important.
Yes.
Know that you have people need to stop making car buying decisions emotionally.
Yeah.
Or based on what other people think.
Exactly.
Before you think about what other people think, can you first ask yourselves, what do I need?
Tell us the story we experienced over the weekend. A friend of ours gave us a call.
Yes.
Said he's found a car he wants to buy.
Golf Mark 7.
Golf Mark 7. Ilikuwa inauzwa pesa ngapi?
Ilikuwa inauzwa ni 7.
1 million.
1 million.
Nani alisikia Golf Mark 7 ikiuzwa
1 million? 1 million.
Wapi? That is number one. That is one red flag. Number two, the car had two owners.
Two owners, yes. One, a lady.
Is abroad.
Is abroad. The other one is
Kenyan.
Kenyan, yeah.
And he's a man. So now the guy selling is not the guy on the logbook.
And the guys on the logbook is not even with the guys who are selling.
But we ask this guy, how much money are you willing to spend? How much money did he say?
700,000.
700,000. Why do you want to buy a Golf?
A locally used
Golf
Mark 7.
With 700,000. Why? Na hiyo ni gari, hiyo ndio pesa uko nayo mbele nyuma. Na unataka kununua Golf yenye imetumika. Mbona watu wanakongana na death wish?
You know, people, and it is very wrong, because sometimes you will go and you have faced this thing. And I want to tell guys this. Kuna watu we say things, especially guys who are in the Mazda groups.
Yes.
Some guys who are in the Honda groups and the Nissan groups. Mm. You know, watu wanafikirianga watu wanangi what goes on in these groups. Mm. We see them. We
wanaenda kutupiga mawe.
Wanaenda kutupiga mawe. So these guys come and say, these guys wanaongea vibaya, wanaongea takataka. Mm. Then weekend wanakusanyika, wanapeleka gari zao pale Roysambu ama pale Rwaka.
Hata wacha kupeleka. Wengine wanakutokanga pale, wanajingia inbox.
Wanakuja inbox kusema, oh, my CX5. Okabi,
ile kitu nilikuwa nasema, by the way, I've experienced it. How do I deal with it?
Same people who are talking trash in this car group.
It's fact, Okabi. We have said it over and over again. And even the guys, there was this thing we were having a chat about, the VW issue in South Africa.
Exactly.
It blew up. You understand? Everybody was having issues with VW. Not that VWs are bad cars, but the people who drive them say they are bad. So it's not us who are saying. This is, I'll be honest, I cannot buy a VW.
You see me with a VW, ujue kidogo,
wamekuroga.
Wameniroga. Sasa, ama ni yamkisi.
So VWs, if you're buying them low mileage, come when him say unapenda VW sana, get them under low mileage, one, and two, be ready to spend when the car needs you to spend.
Yes.
And for us, we are not high risk guys who want to spend
200
G's. No.
We are not yet there.
Yes.
Kuna Clio Yego, and I want to talk about this. Cleo Yego is raising something that is very important. Anauliza, hey guys, niko na Bluebird in a jack after every month.
Yes.
Ilianza na Miss Maker ka suggest to change plugs. Ikakuwa sawa, shida ikaanza tena. What could be the problem? If it doesn't have a check engine,
yes.
Sana sana shida iko hapo kwa plugs.
Kama ina check engine, shida iko kwa plugs.
Kama haina check engine.
Haiko kwa plugs.
Haiko kwa plugs.
Shida iko kwa transmission.
Iko pale pale kwa ile kitu inaitwa transmission.
You are right.
Now when a CVT starts jacking, utaenda uambiwa oh to change step motor, oh no, that is that will not work.
We have said it over and over again. You guys, people will throw stones, but this is a fact. If your CVT starts acting up, change the transmission.
Change the transmission.
There is no repair on a CVT that will ever be efficient. Ni sawa na ku change cell kwa battery ya hybrid.
Yeah, hybrid.
First aid.
Uta change cell, lakini itaita.
Finally,
it will still fail.
You will come back to where it started. Yeah. So if it start failing, just replace the damn thing. See, come automatic na manually. You know, manually you can rebuild the damn thing.
Even some automatics you can rebuild them.
You're driving a 1998 Volvo S40 manual.
Yes.
Kabi, sawa? That car has been running on the road since that time.
That time, yes.
To now, gearbox. Ya hiyo gari ishaifunguliwa?
Hapana. Haya, leo tuko na gari ya 1985.
Yes.
You have a vehicle that was manufactured in 1985. In fact, tuko hapa kwa parking.
Yeah.
Mtaiona Wednesday kwa yes. Conversations Row.
Gearbox.
Hata spana ijaiguzo. It's still on its stock gearbox.
Exactly. But you saw those conventional gearboxes were designed to last.
Yes. They were not designed with planned obsolescence in mind.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Maswali imekuwa moto sana hapa. Hello, what are your top 5 cars for a first time car buyer? I think maliza na hiyo Okabi, we go home. Top 5
cars for
a first time car.
First time, number 1.
What budget? There's a lot of blah 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 blah. How to buy a car from someone who has no Teams account and has no old logbook?
At who has no Teams account and the old logbook is foldable.
Yes.
Now this is the transfer process. Number 1, you have to go to NTSA.
Yes.
They have to create what is called a dummy account.
Mm-hmm.
A dummy account is your gari, it has only been captured in the KRA archives.
So literally what you're saying is the time they ask you to do the transfer of the cars with jamaa kufanya. Unakumbuka watu walizozoma register gari kwa Teams.
Kwa Teams, yes. So those all actually it happens. Unapata hizo old logbook. So you have to create what is called a dummy account so that the car is digitized. So hiyo jamaa lazima afungue the Teams. Alafu unajua hizo it was very tricky because those days logbooks were andikwa na biro.
Yes, yeah. Ilikuwa kama birth certificate.
Kama birth certificate. Mm. So you create a dummy account. Mm. The vehicle is registered on Teams.
Yes.
The logbook bearing the name of the person selling it in a toka.
Mm-hmm.
Then now they transfer it to you digitally. So it's a process. It's a process. Lakini asikuambie hadithi ati mwenye hiyo logbook alikufa.
Yes.
But you will still need a tape lift for the vehicle before the vehicle can be digitized.
Yes.
They need to do a verification of record. So DCI lazima wakuje wafanye tape lift. Ndio pale upeleke hiyo logbook na tape lift report.
Jamaa anaitwa Ole Semante.
Uh-huh.
Asema, what is the best engine between a turbocharged one and a supercharged one?
This question will mainly revolve around purpose.
Yes.
But in my view,
yes.
Superchargers are more reliable.
Yeah.
And they have more low end torque.
Yes. And zero lag.
They don't have turbo lag.
Yes.
Give you better low end torque because they start spooling at very low RPMs.
Yeah.
But in terms of reliability, remember turbochargers will face turbo lag.
Yes.
But because they are driven by turbines now. Yes. Hewa.
Mm, but exhaust.
When exhaust gases. Mm.
Do you remember the review of the SQ5?
Yes.
Man, the supercharger. You know that car, the launch on that car, my
brother. It's impressive.
You know, we've launched turbocharged cars. Exactly. But you saw that was like hapo na hapo.
Exactly.
Inapiga lami ngumi ya sungunyu. Hapo na hapo.
Hakuna kungoja. Hakuna kungoja.
Your parting words will be today. Watu wajacheza na super chat sana na Tiny Pesa, sijui kwa nini. I don't know why guys. So Tiny Pesa is
Tiny
pinned,
Pesa
at, the
is
top
pinned at the top.
Na super chat iko pale. It's connected to M-Pesa Express, so you click on it, takes you to M-Pesa Express. You do whatever you can, support your boys, help us make this awesome content that we bring for you every week. And now on the main channel we have 4 episodes.
Yes.
On Monday.
Monday night live.
Yes. We have Wednesday review.
Thursday talking head video.
And then Kanisa.
Kanisa on Sunday.
Yes.
Then pale Conversations Row.
Yes.
Kuna video inakuja every Wednesday. Yes. Turn for the weekend and
restoration.
Yes. So wase wa restoration Sundays najua may miss
sana.
It's coming
so
back
pia Sunday kutakuwa na double trouble.
Kutakuwa na double trouble
on the Conversation Row. So
exactly.
Wednesday review asubuhi, jioni review driven. Sunday tunapiga
Kanisa,
tunaingia restoration jioni.
Yes. Ah, so unajua hata Biblia inasemanga he will restore.
Yeah.
Atarudisha chenye nzige walikula.
Ah! Lakini mimi siendelee kama sioni ma super chat. Umesema utarudisha nini?
Chenye nzige walikula.
Ah, fantastic guys. It's awesome, man. This is awesome. So
do we sign out? Masaa ya kafi imefika bana.
No. I'm waiting for super chats. Guys are just now coming in. Watu wenye wako na pesa sio wanaingia.
Ndio sio.
It's Bonnie ameenda ku recharge simu yake, anataka kuweka super chat. Kuweka pesa Tiny Pesa. Unataka ku log out. Tuwapatie 5 minutes.
Tuwapatie 5 minutes. Super chat.
So what did I want to say? So what plans do you have, Wokabi? What plans do we have for this channel, man? For this channel, the new channel.
Hey, the new channel is big because we are looking at performance cars.
Yes. And we need these guys to tell us what they want. You know with Raw. Is raw. Haina maneno mengi.
Haina sugar coating.
Hey, hey. Ni nini mnataka kuona? Tuambieni.
Na by the way, watu wame subscribe kwa Conversations Raw.
How many people are with there?
Let me see. Let me go to studio.
Yes. How many people are there?
How many people are subscribing to Conversations Raw? We are at 2863.
Atuwezi kuwa 122,000
kwa main channel.
Alafu pale tunashindwa kufikisha
50,000. Mbaya sana.
Wanguana. Tutaishi na mnai kweli? No, we cannot.
Haya.
But guys are loving the content.
By the way, if you have not seen Conversations Row, you're missing out.
Yes, you are missing out on awesome stuff.
Out.
Awesome stuff, Kabisa Wokabi. Do we call it a day?
Let's call it a day. Tuone ni aje. But before we call it a day, Monica Moreithi anauliza Volvo XC60 D4. Hii maneno tumeongea siku mingi. Monica, I don't think it's a good idea.
Yes.
Na to we call it a day.
You want to call it a day? Tumecheza kama sisi. Watu wanauliza, B32 anauza, lakini hamjibu maswali. Wapi?
Gani? B32 swali gani?
Wapi? Geoffrey Byrant ameuliza swali gani? I want to know. Hiyo swali ya logbook hapo, just for that. I picked a logbook for Subaru Forester. Nifanyaje kama mzalendo? I don't know. What did he ask?
What, najaribu.
B32. Nataka hii swali ya B32. Because amelalamika hapa sana.
Sioni hiyo swali ya
B32. Swali ya B32. Na B32 hauna jina ingine.
Oh, I'm looking for to buy a Toyota Crown 180.
Yes.
2000. Yeah, Toyota Crown, you cannot go wrong with a Crown, but
yes.
Ukumbuke fuel consumption. So if you're looking, if fuel consumption is your primary, you know, need,
yes,
then hapo utakuwa na kasoro kidogo tu. Yes.
Hapa nafikiri tumemaliza.
Oh, tumemaliza.
Mtu alikuwa anataka kununua X60 D4.
Huyo nimemwambia.
X60 D4.
I've told her it's not a good idea. I don't think there is need to elaborate.
Yes, there is no need. Hyundai, review Hyundai Wokabi.
Review Hyundai hiyo tuta handle.
SPDC wanasema mnataka kutoka na nilikuwa nataka kutuma super chat ya 50k.
I saw that watu wasa hii wana watch.
We super chat. We tunangoja hii 50k
yako
bwana. Subaru D4. Twende nyumbani nafikiri.
Twende nyumbani. Let's go.
It's time na tumekujibu maswali yako mingi sana. I think we can call it a day for today.
Yes, it's 9:30.
Monday night live haiziisha.
Haiziisha. Monday night live.
Tukianza kuongea tunaweza ongea paka kesho.
Hadi kesho. Yeah, so parting shot. Watu waache kununua magari emotionally.
Yes.
Yes. Do not buying a car is not an emotional decision.
Yes.
It's
Exactly.
Do not buy a car because of what people are thinking about you. Yes. Buy a car that you need.
I will agree with you 100%. And you remember the guy who was going to buy the VW Golf finally settled for a Nissan Tida.
Exactly.
And I think the Nissan Tida was going for 500,000.
Yes.
And he was keeping 200,000. He realized that actually what he needed the car for, the Nissan Tida would be a perfect value for money for that.
Exactly.
I agree with you, Okabi. Value, so, buy gari kwa sababu?
Yeah, what you need. Yeah, not because of what people, you know, are looking at.
Thank you.
Sawa sawa.
Yes.
Good night, guys. Good night, guys.
Kwenye usiku mwema. Say hi to your families.
Sawa sawa. And see you on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Double trouble.
Asubuhi na jioni.
Yeah.
Kitu mzito asubuhi, jioni kitu mzito.
Bas.
Ngumi ya sungunyo asubuhi, alafu
ndo ingie.
Good night, guys.
Great,
thank you for being here.
Great.
Tode nyumbani bwana.